Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. It is time to hustle and shine. With Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown & Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 56. Currently, it is 50 in KCK.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, it's the ultimate Taco Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. You see them hips?
Yeah. Put some hot sauce on my burrito, baby. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, too, as well. So we'll be shouting out some teachers later on. 7-Eleven roll call. Stacey Shaw, she got your free legal advice. She knows the law. That's at 7:50.
DMG goes down into 23s. Rapper Young Miami issues an apology to the DJ she confronted during that party the other weekend.
They on her head.
Yeah, they are. And then the Met Gala went down. Bad Bunny had a whole look. Beyonce, Jay, and Blue Ivy, they hit the carpet among some of your other favorites.
We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. But D, this is a special Taco Tuesday. I feel like we've been practicing for this. Give me a smorgasbord of Mexican food, not just tacos. But however, it is Taco Tuesday!
Today is Taco Tuesday!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Humility is not an exercise in demoting yourself. It is a necessary precursor to excellence in every area of endeavor. If you think of your viewpoint as perfect, you cut yourself off from any meaningful improvement. When you assume you know it all, you render yourself unable to learn. Even the most meager acknowledgement of reality, when sincere, is a humbling experience. If you wish to successfully navigate the vastness and complexity of existence, humility is essential, not optional. It is also liberating. Humility frees you to bestow time, attention, and great effort on meaningful achievement and experience for all. When you choose not to be imprisoned by self-importance, there's so much more you can learn and do and be. Humility removes layer upon layer of constraints, bringing stronger connections and improved effectiveness. Value yourself. Respect yourself. Think highly of yourself, but don't let your opinion of yourself block out all else. Genuine humility is always called for and always the best choice for everyone involved. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 56. Currently, cousins, it is 51 in KC Mo. Actress Kim Fields from Living Single, well, she shares the fact that she's not the best when it comes to reading over contracts. Even to one point, she read over a script too fast and thought that she was going to be replacing Halle Berry.
I'm still a little notorious at just glancing over stuff and not really reading things. X-Men was just dropping. My agent said, we have a producer session for you for X-Men, for Storm. And I was like, oh my God, Halle's not going to keep going with this franchise? Okay, one man's trash, another chick's treasure. Watch getting too hype. You missed something. Y'all, family, it was for the X-Men animated series.
Gotcha.
The animated series. Did she get it? Did she want it?
She's done a lot of voiceover work, so I'm assuming back then. This was way back, you know, in 2008 or so. But she might have. Not 100% sure. I just know she's done a lot of voiceover work. She's done a lot of things behind the scenes, even coaching younger actresses and stars. So she's put in some work, but no, you wouldn't go and replace Halle Berry. Got to read that fine print.
Yeah, dog. You got, look, and that's not only with act, like, this is with everything.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, this radio station, whether you working at, you know, whatever your 9-to-5 is, there mm-hmm. are certain rules and regulations that you have to abide by. Like, and we see it all the time with artists. How many times do we have to regurgitate that story about,
yeah.
oh, well, you know, we just signed a contract and we right. da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Run that contract through ChatGPT if you can't afford a lawyer.
Like, finesse two times. God, he found a surprise, too.
Yeah, he put his through the ChatGPT and it basically was giving,
oh my God.
You're in a 360 deal, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
We got him.
You're in the hood now.
Drewski voice. Duh. Other news, rapper Lil Boosie, he's staying in the headlines, but this time it might be a little different. He's responding after a Louisiana principal got placed on leave following him inviting Boosie to speak to the kids.
And I'm asking that the school board Lafayette, please, please allow this man to be principal. This man had no ill wills towards anything. I did not rap. This man was looking out for them students. He said, just give them kids some positive words.
Yeah,
I agree with Boosie on this one.
I think he had good intentions and everything. And I think teachers sometimes, as we are in Teacher Appreciation Week, we love mm-hmm. our teachers in Kansas City.
Absolutely.
They be in between a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. My brother's a teacher, and he would tell me all the time about how influential hip hop is or how influential the artist is to these kids, mm-hmm. how they just, that's all they talk about. That's all they think about. That's all they want to, like, outside of school. You know, that's normally the topic of conversation is music and entertainment.
Right. We be talking about it. So, yeah, of course the kids are.
And so to have an artist in your school to make kids, you know, have something to look forward to, mm-hmm. to want to go to school, it makes a difference in the classroom, in the hallways, you know,
nothing
a lot of times.
Different than meeting them where they at. I mean.
Exactly, D.
It's a lot of artists. Perfect. It's been happening for decades. And Boosie's from, like, let it ride. Move on. Put that principle. Reinstate that principle.
And like you said, he wasn't rapping. He wasn't doing none of that. Yeah. He wasn't, you know, so any, whether y'all like it or not, parents or people who are against Boosie or hip hop or whatever, these kids look up to him and they, to a certain
they
point.
They would care. Yeah, you know they would care saying? What they got to say.
Yes. And so him coming in, speaking to the kids or having some positive affirmations or something like that, I don't see nothing wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you when you write.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Unfortunately, this morning, D, we have to start off with some horrible news, as an investigation is underway after a child under 5 years old was struck and killed by an Amazon delivery vehicle Monday evening. So just after about 6:25 p.m. last night, KCPD, they responded to a reported fatal crash involving a pedestrian. It's happening around 1800 block of East 3rd Terrace. So a preliminary investigation revealed that a marked Amazon delivery vehicle had just got done delivering a package in that area. Mm-hmm. Police said that then a delivery, after the delivery, the vehicle began traveling westbound on East 3rd Terrace toward Woodland. At about the same time, a child under 5 years mm-hmm. old was playing in a grassy area of a nearby public park. So the child then entered the roadway and then was struck by the delivery vehicle, police said. That's so awful. The driver initially stopped, but then left before the officers arrived. Oh, Lord. Come on now. According to police, the KCPD said a family member attempted to follow the vehicle to a subsequent stop and told the driver what happened. However, the driver denied their involvement in the incident and left the area. So the child was pronounced dead at the scene. As a result of the injuries they sustained, according to KCPD. This is awful, awful, awful.
Yeah, it is.
just another instance of everybody, you know, keeping an eye out for your kids and everybody else's kids mm-hmm. too that's out here on these roadways. And we gotta slow down and be cool and be easy on these roads, man. This is awful, man. Prayers, big prayers, condolences going out to the friends and family mm-hmm. of the victim.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Yo, shout out to our teachers, man. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. We love our educators, man, so much. We just got through talking about the principal at Lil Boosie, you know, with the Lil Boosie situation mm-hmm. or whatever. And I really feel bad for teachers, man, because they have to keep these kids engaged. Yeah. And that's a job in itself. And then you're dealing with behavioral things, you're dealing with psychological things, their mental health and all of that, man. It's so many teachers that have to play so many roles in kids' lives. And then some of the kids don't even have that type of care or attention at home, mm-hmm. which is why a lot of times, kids will gravitate to some teachers because that's possibly the only structure and discipline and love that they'll get in their lives. So all of our teachers, counselors, nurses too, we love and appreciate y'all so much.
Yeah, big shout out to our teachers and our nurses. I know the McDonald's is doing a little something special for them too.
Yeah, it look like they're giving out y'all the ring roll. So some teachers and nurses can enjoy one free size any beverage, including soft drinks, tea, or hot and iced coffee with a valid ID. No purchase necessary. Specialty beverages not included.
No, you can't go up in there and get that mango smoothie.
Yeah, that mocha, chocolate, whatever. So this is going on from May 5th to the 8th. So teachers and nurses, take advantage of that. Yeah. And before we go any further, I got to shout out my counselor from high school, Mrs. Fisher. And she was the one who really changed the trajectory on my life and mm-hmm. where I was going. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but there was a conversation I had with my father about broadcasting. I didn't know that I was going to get into broadcasting. Mm-hmm. But with the help of Mrs. Fisher, my counselor in high school, she helped get together a broadcasting club, mm-hmm. which led to us filming stuff that mm-hmm. aired in the school, which ultimately became a curriculum.
Y'all was doing this in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yep. 2002, 2003. So, Mrs. Fisher, thank you so much. Look what you done created.
Yeah. I gotta echo that, too. Major shout out to a lot of the professors over at UMKC, Kevin Mullen, also Angela Elam. Big shout out to them because they also were a big part in me ended up in the path that I'm currently on by the radio production class, film and media, which is actually what my degree really is. All those different things. So major shout out to the teachers and the professors because you mean so much to our students.
Boy, look.
You pour so much into us. And then also major shout out to Melissa Fears, the eighth grade ELA teacher at Crossroads Prep Academy. We appreciate you for holding it down.
First lady of the boss man.
Right. We appreciate you for holding it down, not also in the classroom, but holding it down with Myron Fears. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we do. Thank you. And I know, like, teachers, all faculty, support staff, all of y'all important. And then shout out the counselor of the year too, Dr. Kiana Powell, man. Shout out to her for Kansas City, Missouri School District, or Kansas City Public Schools, I should say. I'm dating myself. Counselor of the year. Shout out to all the teachers. We love y'all.
What up, y'all? It's your girl Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Love to all the cousins that's sapping at Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you for tuning in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, especially the cousins that's checking out the stream on the Hot 103 Jams mm-hmm. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. Love and appreciate you for sure. Checking out me and D in the Brown and Krupa Studios. Oh, our cousins that's out here riding around and getting it, man. We see you out on these highways and byways getting it, especially you on I-35 and Armor. Woo! I know it's packed right there. Coming from 152 Highway and I-35 and Liberty. Jam packed up there, D.
You know it.
We got this rain on the ground, so you out down there at the downtown loop, please take it easy and be cool. Or if you're on I-70 and 18th Street Expressway in KCK, we love and appreciate you wherever you are, however you listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Thank you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in this world, D.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to go ahead and start on that text line that's been thumping. Big shout out to Jameer, Nova, and Messiah. Have a good day and a great day at school. That was sent from Mama, said I love y'all. Also a good morning from Charlotte Ford, sending a shout out to everybody at Alpha Point. God bless and send us some love to Hustle and Shine. We appreciate you, cousin.
Love y'all.
Big love to our cousin Nakia. Send us some love to her best friend Kiki. Happy birthday and Cinco de Mayo to you. That means y'all outside,
do
huh?
Do you love me?
Make sure y'all get an invite. Where y'all gonna be at, cousins? Hey, Corbin Nard, sending a big love and a good morning to entire Kansas City, saying have a blessed day. Shout out to Chelsea Clipperton, Mr. and Mrs. Kenneth, and Melody Moore, and Polly Peters. These are amazing KCPS teachers. They up, over, and beyond their due diligence in their profession. We definitely appreciate all you do. Big love from the Banks family. Shout out to Maine, Marie, Tristan, Leah, Grand Rising. To all the teachers on this Appreciation Day, from a fellow educator, and have a good day, Indy, Jay, and Jax, and the teachers over at University Academy. Shout out to Mrs. Walker. One of your cousins, Kiara, said the best teacher ever. That's big when you get that appreciation.
Uh-huh.
Good morning to Hustle and Shine. Thank you from the Sorrells family. Appreciate all of you all. Anastasia Jackson, happy Cinco de Mayo. Cousin said, eat plenty of tacos and drink lots of margarita. She get that water in too, cousin. Shout out to Mrs. Ariel. She is a recess lunch room lady. She really makes a difference in these kids' lives. That's what we love to hear.
Yes.
Big love to Daniel Vett. Sending a shout out to Mrs. Tabby for keeping him comfortable in the imaginary scenarios. And I would love to also big love to Mrs. Gabby for a huge happy Cinco de Mayo. Hey, Stacey Davis. Hey, Rich Harris, we appreciate you on the line as well. Shout out to all the coaches and the staff that do a little bit of both. We all got that PE teacher that teach about five other courses. So we appreciate you and the hefty load that you have.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
726, high up 53. Currently, it is 50 in KC Mo. Young Miami, we talked about it yesterday because she kind of shut down the party while there was a DJ not playing the right hits. She confronted them, but since then she's retracting and apologizing.
It was never my intentions to publicly disrespect somebody or make somebody look crazy again. I was just trying to turn up, have fun, have a good time, and it happened publicly, so I'm sending my public apology to DJ Sean Mann.
Oh yeah, they got on her head. She apologized. That's the end of that.
Yeah, I get it. There got to be some way that was inappropriate for sure. But I wonder, what's the way to actually tell somebody, DJing-wise, this isn't it? How do you do that?
We need a live DJ ranking. Like, whenever you go to a spot and you expected something from a DJ, you give them a rating on this particular app. And then, you know, you'll have a DJ rating all around
like
the world.
Like, how about a survey? That? Yeah, but the people wouldn't like that either.
Well, too bad.
Too bad, so sad. Other news, the Met Gala went down last night. I'm sure you've seen your favorite celebrities hit the carpet, including Beyonce. Now, this was her first time appearing in 10 years, and she spoke on the carpet with Lala.
We can learn some red carpet tips from Blue.
Absolutely.
The way she's posing, I'm like,
she was ready.
Absolutely. So, B, what are you looking forward to most from tonight?
I think it's really just experiencing this through the eyes of Blue and mm-hmm. being able to relax. And I think for me, I'm wearing Olivier Rousteing, who is
so good.
Someone that's been so loyal to me, and I've done so many incredible, iconic looks with him. So it's really about representing him.
And celebrating bodies.
Juicy, curvy, thin, tall, whatever. Whatever God gave you.
Hell must have frozen over. Beyonce gave us an interview? What? Thanks, B.
Yeah, they said in Blue to be something of importance of superstardom. I can see it.
That was gonna happen anyways, but I see what you're
oh
going on.
Oh my God!
I'm Stacey
and I'm Carla, and we're with the Black Alumni Alliance. We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams,
and don't forget to slam that Z.
Yo, shout out to our cousins over there at the Guadalupe Centers on the West Side. They recently celebrated 100 years of this iconic, Cinco de Mayo fiesta over this past weekend, D. And here's some sights and sounds from it.
Food, the drinks, the all the retail that we have, a sense of pride is bestowed amongst the historic West Side. So we want to share that with everyone. We've been here for 100 years. We're going to be here for another 100 years. Like I say, aquí estamos y no nos vamos. Let's go Guadalupe Centers and Cinco de Mayo.
Shout out to our cousins on the West Side, D. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Guadalupe Center started serving the community in 1919 as Mexican families began immigrating to the United States for jobs and immigrant farming, railroad, and livestock. Yeah. And Kansas City was one of those main hubs. So the National Register for Historic Places says that the Guadalupe Centers is the longest continuously operating agency serving Latinos in the United States. And we're proud to have that in here in Kansas City and celebrate y'all right here on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, sending some big love to our Mexican brothers and sisters that's celebrating that heritage, history, and even some flavor on today.
Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Good morning and happy Cinco de Mayo. Today, we're going to be talking about a question I get all the time about family law. I'll be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
Time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
We're going to be talking about a question I get all the time. Can I just move? Do I have to let the other parent of my child know where I'm going? Absolutely. This is called the relocation statute. In every single instance where you have a parenting plan, you are obligated, if you move the residence of the child, to give written notice, return receipt requested. I love young folks. One of them asked me, okay, what's certified mail? Certified mail is when you go to the post office and you send something with certified mail. It guarantees that they are going to be delivered it because it's certified. And when it's return receipt requested, they have to sign for it. And then the post office gives you a return receipt in the mail. Okay, so you have to go to the post office. You have to tell them, I want to mail this. Certified return receipt requested. It has to be that way or it doesn't count. And you have to do it 60 days before you move. And there are certain requirements. So the statute is 452.377. What I tell people, if you're not going to have a lawyer draft it, go by that statute specifically. Copy and paste it if you need to make sure that you have all of the information on there. Because if you don't, your move could be challenged. If you've got questions about personal injury, there's a lot of car wrecks out there. Make sure that you guys are being safe and careful. Or any other issue, including family law, you can call me at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. We've got Faith Justice Victory on KPRT Gospel 1590. Join me for more information on this. And we've got a lot of graduations. Make sure you pour into a young person today. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, comedian Arnaz J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Hot 103 Jams knows your mama deserves an ultimate Mother's Day experience. Mm-hmm. Listen for the secret keyword and text it for your exclusive VIP link to enter to win your mama a $500 Capital Grill gift card, $100 massage gift certificate. Hopefully they ain't one of them Twitter massages. And yikes, a pampering package.
You see what content he be watching.
Stop. Celebrating your mama, the law offices of Roderick White. And of course, Hot 103 Jams. I just saw that you retweeted it. That's all.
Mm-mm. Don't even be on Twitter.
Kansas City Chiefs recently just held rookie training, off-season training activities. And so they were in the building. But then, D, there was some reports about our quarterback, number 15, Patrick Mahomes, about him possibly being ready for regular OTAs coming up soon. Here's Coach Andy Reid catching us up on the progress of Patrick Mahomes' knee.
He is in a good position to be able to do some things. There's some rules and regulations that go with that, Herbie, so we got to just make sure that we're on top of that part. But if he can do some things, phase two, remember, is there's no contact, there's no offense versus defense. So it's phase three that you get into that. And once you start the clock, then the clock's got to be rolling. So you just have to evaluate what you want to do there. He's in a position where he can do everything, I think.
So it seems like...
And for the cousins like me, OTAs is organized team activities,
right?
Look
at you, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you better put it in Google. You better.
Absolutely.
Man, my bad. I should have broke that down. Yeah, off-season training activities.
Okay.
And so these are just like practices, you know, throughout the all season. So
that fancy way of saying practice.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Because, you know, in the off season, people think, oh, you know, I mean, they fly around. They go to their homes in different parts of the country. Every chief does not live in Kansas City.
Right.
You know, so, but that's some encouraging news, some great news for Patrick Mahomes and his knee. Because, man, that's a devastating injury he just had in December. So, yeah, 6-7 months post-op. See how he is coming up with the season. He looks to be ready, though, D.
I love to hear that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 52. Currently, it is 48. And KCK. Chris Brown and Chris Brown. What a transition. Chris Brown is revealing his track list. That is his 12th studio album. He dropped the flyer about a week or so ago. It will be titled Brown, which would be dope. It will come out on May 8th. Now, it's 27 tracks. Are we surprised by that? We not.
Yeah, Heartbreak on the Full Moon. I'm still recovering from that. That was 43 in 2017.
It was 43 songs?
It was 43.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. Heartbreak what? on the Full Moon.
Was it a diss one and diss one? Diss two? Did he break it up?
It was like 20 songs. It was like a three diss thing, as a matter of fact.
Okay. My goodness. Well, 27 songs. No surprise there because he does drop a lot of songs when he drops albums. But it might be some surprise to some of the guest appearances on it. There are pictures of NBA Youngboy that he posted on his page in correlation to his track list. So that would be interesting. I'm really here for that. And then Glorilla and Sexy Red, too, are listed as some of his features. So I'm sure he's going to have a couple club bangers, some for the girlies. That's what it sounds like so far. Bryson Tiller, of course, we know he'll be on there in that project. And I'm sure he's probably written a couple things as well. Leon Thomas will be on that project. So, are you excited? May 8th.
Sure.
That's what I say. You love CB.
I love Chris Brown, but the albums just be a lot.
Yeah.
I'm singles. Give me the singles. Like this one right here. This might be on That's My Jam, by the way.
What do you think Chris Brown's best song is?
This is his most underrated one, for sure. Wall to Wall.
You think it's underrated?
Absolutely.
By who?
I don't think a lot of people listen Wall to Wall like that. Or they like it like that. I love it.
I think people love this and Gimme That are like some of those big songs back then. I mean, Poppin', I think, is still one of his top five records of all time.
For sure. Heat is probably my favorite Chris Brown song.
It's a good vibe. I get why you like it.
Probably Heat. Yeah, I'll have to look down the list, but Heat is up there, definitely number one. And Wall to Wall is up there, too.
Yeah.
I know
which one is not at the top of our list.
We'll keep that where it is.
Right.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those romantic, tenacious, and a little possessive Taurus.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over a happy birthday to singer and songwriter Raheem Devon. A big happy birthday to singer, songwriter, rapper, and record producer Craig David. Send us a birthday love to dancer, choreographer, actor, director, and producer. You see him currently on the hit show Family Business. Happy birthday to Darren Henson. A happy birthday to model and philanthropist, and also the wife of the late, great Kobe Bryant. Happy birthday to Vanessa Bryant. And last but not least, sending over some birthday love to singer, songwriter, dancer, and actor who's giving us hit after hit after hit. Happy birthday to Chris Brown.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Notice KC Davis, Erica Williams, and Misunderstood. Sending birthday love to Tracy Love, Tanisha Birch, and John Robertson IV. Happy birthday, Trina Marvelous, and Coey Sims. We're sending birthday love to Lede Marley, Kiana Jarvis, and everybody else born on May 5th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
What's up, man? It's Dennis.
Dennis, how you feeling this morning, man?
I'm good. I'm good. It's raining, but I'm good.
What you got going on today?
Dropping the kids off.
Okay. That check engine light, is it on or off?
We don't do check engine lights.
My bad. Oh, you're fancy. What, you got a Tesla or something? What you got?
Well, no, we ain't got no Tesla.
He's just saying it ain't gonna go off.
Lord have mercy.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Oh, that's right.
Wish I had it like that.
All right, Dennis, look, we got a family 5-pack of tickets to send you to go see the Royals and that parking pass, which is so important. But you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready?
All right. Mama wanna get mad. Saying she don't wanna share what she has. Ain't no particular one that's getting the water gun. So many that I want. Wall to wall.
What? You got to be kidding me.
I'm trying to get one
y'all
of them.
Don't even know that. He be mumbling.
This for y'all. This is a contest for y'all, not for us.
I do know a little bit of that part, though.
Right, I do, too. Hold on, let me go. He's trying to make us sing.
Let's
show him how it's done, dude. Ain't no particular one that's getting the water gun. Come on, so many come on. That I want. Ain't no particular one that's getting the water gun. I don't hear nothing but ladies calling.
I'm trying to get one of them.
Cause they keep coming from wall to the wall. Hey! He got 5 tickets.
He got 5.
2 of them going up.
Absolutely.
You got 3 tickets.
All right, Dennis, you are getting those 5 tickets to go to the K, and you getting a parking pass. Who are you taking with you?
5 tickets. I'm going to take my wife and the kids.
Smart man.
Yes, sir. Kauffman Stadium going to be packed wall to wall for you and your family. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jams.